Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
Welcome to AM 600 CIQC and another edition of Travel World, following our dead air moment of the week.
Yes. Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Willem Backus.
Good afternoon. I'm Prosper Bannon.
And we have a great show lined up for you here today. If all goes well, we are really happy to have back our super engineer, Chad. Welcome back. He's supposed to say something, but I guess he's not going to. Anyway. Well, so it's just a week from Valentine's Day, and, with that all coming up, we got our dates lined up, hey guys?
Well, not a whole lot for me, Willem.
Really?
What? You guys don't have dates lined up for Valentine's Day?
No, actually, not really, no.
I'm surprised. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prosper. He's our new musician, and I thought there'd be ladies lined up, banging your door down to...
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, well, we used to advertise on Q92 and CIQC years ago, you know, at Saturnus, and there would be Prosper, of course. You know, if you like Fabio, you'll love Prosper. Really?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, come on. I bet you, yeah, and you too, Steve, but I bet you that there'd be ladies lined up at the door to go out with you.
I don't know about that.
Not really. I haven't come across that yet.
Oh, yeah? Really?
No, still waiting.
Still waiting to beat your door down?
Yeah.
What about that lady you were seeing last year?
Well, she moved away, so I'm still here, and she's far, far away.
Not into the long-distance thing,
No,
are you?
Not me.
You want to keep your interest rather local, huh?
Yeah, local interest.
Ah, jeez. Oh, that's a shame. You know something? I'm going to set you guys up on a date. How about that?
Oh, no. Willem.
Well?
I know. I look in his face, and I see those eyes, and I say, something is brewing.
I don't like that look. Right.
Oh, I think I have a reputation or something like that. I bet you that if I asked anybody from the audience if they wanted to date you, I bet you we'd get calls.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, well, I mean...
Well, here we go.
Well,
look at that.
I mean, if you want to, Willem, yeah. You might guess. See if you were successful.
Well, we're... look at that. There's a lady on the line. And she has a restaurant, apparently. That's what Chad's marking there. And she's willing, if there are any ladies who'd like to go out with you on Valentine's night for a meal, she's willing to put you up for a meal for two.
Okay, than Chad.
We lost her. Oh. Got to get her back on the air. So if that lady would like to call back, we'd put you back on the air. What was that?
No, I'm just thinking about the meal. I saw it on the screen there, and I know Maestro Restaurant on Saint-Laurent Boulevard is supposed to be very, very good.
Ah, yes, that's right.
I saw that on the screen, came up
wasn't
on the screen.
Wasn't expecting that, eh?
No, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I guess they're supposed to have, like, a really great oyster bar, I guess. Oysters and... great seafood restaurant. Oysters at Valentine's Day, I guess they go hand in hand.
Well, there you have it, ladies. If there are any of you who are interested in... at least you get a free meal out of it. If you're interested in having a meal on Valentine's Day with either Prosper or Stephen, give us a call here at CIQC, 790-0600, and you get to meet on Valentine's Day right outside the studio, and then you go for your meal. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
We'll do that during the day.
Sounds good to me, too.
So I've done my dastardly deed. So.
Yes, so we will see whether any listeners out there want to go to Maestro Restaurant to sample the seafood on Valentine's Day. I'm up for it.
Oh, look at that. The lines are already going nuts, and Chad's... writing it down furiously, so here we go. We'll put them on as they come in, right? Listen, all this is starting to give me a little bit of an appetite, too, huh?
Oh, I'm thinking of food. I mean, I don't think I can wait till next week to eat a meal. I don't think so,
yeah.
I think.
Well, this is our third week back since we've done Amsterdam, and we also did the airlines ripping off last week with Lawton and Roberts. So this week we got a few details in mind, and... already. Oh, there's one who would like to talk on the air. We got Brenda on line two. And let's see. I don't know how to work this. Chad, why don't you put Brenda on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Brenda.
No.
Okay.
No.
No?
No.
No, not Brenda. Okay, who's this on line? Who we got on line one?
Hello.
Hello, Brenda.
Hey, how's it going, Willem?
Hey, Brenda, that's fine.
And Stephen and Prosper, how are you guys?
Oh, yeah. Very good, very good.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is because I know Prosper.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with him before. I also know Stephen.
Ah, yes.
And young ladies out there, boy, you're missing out if you're not calling in.
That's for sure.
Great guys, fantastic people. I mean, I've been hunting down all my single girlfriends, and hopefully they'll call in this morning, and... And for those of you who don't know them, it's worthwhile.
Great guys. Hey, on line two, we've got Mary. Let's see. Mary? Let's put Mary on. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm terrific. I've been bugging Chad all morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. I think I heard you on the help.
I'd like to invite Chad.
You'd like to invite Chad?
We're both broke. He came back from Cancun.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. And he's really busy.
Yeah, we have a little song coming up that kind of details what we thought he did on the beach, but...
well, I guess.
You know, he had a great time down there. Everything that he did down in there, I mean, I've heard some of his stories, and oh boy, he had a great time.
Yeah, well, I was in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I had a great time, too, so tit for tat.
That's for sure. I think Chad is turning red.
Red as a lobster. Like the lobsters at Maestro Restaurant.
Back off the oysters?
Yeah, a dozen or more.
Oh, Stephen, knock it off. Hey, I think on line three we got... So you'd like to go have a meal with Chad, wouldn't you?
You betcha.
Well, I'll have to see if I can line up our eligible Chad for a meal. Look at him. You want to hold on line? We'll put Danielle on line three.
We'll take down your name, and we'll give you a call back.
Okay.
Well, stay on line. Okay, line three, and we got Danielle. Line three. Hey, you're on the air, Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, and you?
That's terrific. So, Danielle, you'd like to have a meal with Stephen or Prosper?
Prosper sounds great.
Oh, Prosper. Oh, hey, look at that. You got a date with Fabio.
Heard all about you.
He's the dark
witch.
Oh, yeah?
Your reputation has preceded you all over town.
All over town.
But no, Prosper is not a womanizer or a ladies' man or anything like that. He just happens to be really popular with the ladies.
Yeah, he's a popular guy.
That's what I heard. Very popular.
Well, he is, actually. He's a hell of a nice guy. I know that. When he was working for me and we did that ad campaign on Q92, there were actually a lot of ladies who walked into our store asking specifically for Prosper. And Prosper, remember the lady who... She got a crush on him, and she would constantly break her printer.
Oh, I remember.
On purpose.
I remember.
Your fan club started early.
Well, I work with computers, so maybe I'll break my computer or something.
You're into computers, Danielle.
Yeah, I train now in computer software.
Oh, really?
Oh, excellent.
So you got something in common. How about that?
There you go.
Well, Prosper, you got a date for dinner there.
Sounds good.
So please stay on the line, Chad will take down your particulars as well.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And I wanted to thank you for the storm watch, by the way. You were really helpful during that.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And we actually had the champion himself in the studio last hour with Keith Randall. He did a superb job, and I got enormous respect for the man for that.
Yeah, you all did.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very, very much. So let's put Brenda back online. I think Chad is furiously scribbling down numbers.
Oh, I'm going to... All this is getting me hungry, all this work.
Yeah.
All this work.
You know something? I think it's time to order a pizza on the air.
Yeah, I mean just grab something to eat.
You think they'll do it?
Oh, I mean, think so. We'll give them a call. 383...
Donini's one of our sponsors there.
Pizza Donini, 383-6000. It's getting time for lunch and time for pizza.
Yeah, Chad, why don't you dial them up? We want to order a pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just salivating, thinking of that great Pizza Donini.
Poor Chad, as if he's not busy enough already.
He needs like six hands, you know?
Well, I know his last girlfriend thought he had, but... What's Chad telling him up?
Pizza.
Pizza Donini.
Montreal-style pizza.
You can't dial up? Well, I guess we're not going to have a pizza, Chad.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well.
We'll just have to wait a few more minutes for that mouth-watering Montreal-style pizza. Right. So
absolutely.
At least we know the number, 383-6000.
Absolutely. Well, Chad, let's take a break, shall we?
And we'll be back right after this here
with,
on Travel
Ashley
World.
Banfield.
Ashley Banfield from Dallas.
There we go. Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
Come on, there's a party tonight.
We love crucial people. Original King Lover talking on the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing,
I want to have sex.
guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a party, sex on the beach.
AM 600 Montreal.
From furniture to home appliances to electronics, we are Bruit Martineau. I'm Lita Polson on St. Charles Corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. I'm going to give you the phone number here at 697-9228. Call us for more details if you need them. Let's give you some details now, though. Discover the home theater pleasure at Bruit Martineau. They are the experts, the specialists, and they can help you out with home theater at a great price. Drop by for Pioneer Home Theater Package that includes the 4x80-watt audio video receiver and the full function SR remote control. $579 for the set, including six speakers with that too. Also available in the electronics department, the Technics Dolby Surround Pro Logic Stereo System, 280-watt power output, audio reverse double cassette deck, three-way speaker system, and I love this, five CD carousel for $999, five speakers included, 24-month guarantee. We're at Bruit Martineau, where you pay only in January $19.99 with no deposit, no payment. Bruit Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Why pay more elsewhere when Point Claire Chrysler Jeep just keep on offering you the best deals? Example, the 98 Jeep Cherokee Sport for $385 a month on the 30-month Gold Key plan and no down payment needed. Or the 98 Voyager 7-passenger with second sliding door, $345 a month on the 30-month Gold Key plan. Interested in a 98 Neon 4-door? Yours for $259 a month and no down payment. Get full details on these and other great deals at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickett, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
When a storm strikes, tune in for the AM 600 Hemsley Storm Watch for updates and cancellations. Hemsley's for Valentine's Day, a fabulous full Valentine collection of diamonds, pearls, classic gold jewelry, and watches. Timeless gifts for your special someone at Hemsley's, corner St. Catherine and University.
When heading off from Dorval, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep. Then leave your car for up to 4 weeks in the Best Western Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Best Western Hotel International, Côte-Lies at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Sundays are special. Enjoy yours with beautiful music and wonderful company. Listen for Jack Curran's Sunday Brunch, a live broadcast from the beautiful atrium at the Holiday Inn Côte-de-Liesse each and every Sunday. Music to delight you. Golden classics from Glenn Miller and Frank Sinatra to Patti Page. Jack Curran's Sunday Brunch, a new tradition on AM 600. Brought to you in part by Candair Taxi, Les Residences Soleil, Dennis Bowden of Midland Wallen, Diplomat Music, and J.E. Hanger.
Are you worried about a new relationship, or maybe wondering about your partner's recent behavior? Get the real truth. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in interpersonal investigations. Call Checkmate, 445-1949, to find out what you need to know. From criminal to civil, interpersonal to corporate, marriage and other relationships, put Checkmate's team of highly trained private investigators to work for you. Call Checkmate, 445-1949.
Hi, this is Richard Garneau. Forget about winter and start thinking about summer by visiting the Montreal Boat Show. Over 190 exhibits and over 600 boats of all kinds. Admire prototypes conceived by university students. Also fashion shows, miniature boat races, and more. Shop till you drop for nautical accessories and catch the action live from Lugano on the giant screen. The Montreal International Boat Show, February 7th to 15th at Olympic Stadium, in collaboration with CFCF 12 and The Gazette.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
They're letting the good times roll at Cafe Boomers. West Island's happening place has everything you want. Fine Cajun-style cuisine for great dining and loads of live entertainment. Monday, it's ladies' night. Wednesday is blues night. Thursday, New Orleans-style Dixieland. Friday and Saturday, jazz. Then Sunday, the dinner special, two for the price of one. Pick your night, pick your favorite entertainment, then pick the right place. Cafe Boomers, 297 Lakeshore Road in Pointe Claire Village. To reserve, call 697-4382. Great food and great live entertainment. Cafe Boomers.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World, everybody, with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon. And, well, interesting choice of music there, Chad. So you're having a date with Mary. Prosper's got a date lined up with Danielle, and now we just have to fix up Stephen with somebody, and we'll have ourselves a nice meal at the Maestro restaurant. I might come along with my own little Mary, my special Mary.
Yes, your special Mary. Mary, quite contrary.
Well, she's not that contrary. She's a very, very special lady. And I like her very, very much. Chad, I'm hungry. Let's order that pizza.
Yeah,
Is he?
Just thinking of that pizza makes my mouth water.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Chad is juggling with the phone.
There we go.
And by mistake, I called Ashley Banfield. We asked her to send a pizza to
us. Pizza Danini pizza.
Yes, it's really Montreal's good. Finest.
Got to get some.
Yes, this is for a delivery. It's Stephen Pickford calling from Travel World on AM 600.
You're on the air.
And you're on the air with us. So, what would you like for lunch, Willem?
Well, I think, why don't we split a large pizza, guys?
That sounds good.
Yep, sounds good.
Chad, what do you want to eat for lunch? Yeah, well, you got to say it on the air, Chad.
Otherwise, they don't bring you the order.
Along, right?
I'm easy to please. I don't mind. Whatever you guys want.
Okay, so we're going to... Okay, do you have Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Okay, we'll have a couple of Pepsis for Chad and a couple of Diet Pepsis for me. Let's see. Steve, what do you want to have?
Pepsi, regular Pepsi.
Yeah, Prosper, what do you want?
Myself, too, Pepsi.
Yeah? There we go. So that's it?
Yeah, a large...
What about goodie packs? You guys like goodie packs?
Yes, sure. We do. They're 99 cents each goodie pack. It comes with Pepsi, Mayweather, and chips.
Hey, what a combination. We know it's a Montreal company now.
Yes. With that
I'm
combination.
I'm just as guilty as everyone else, so hey. So why don't we have a couple of goodie packs? What do you say?
To go along with our large, and what type of pizza do you want, Willem?
Well, pepperoni, I guess.
Yeah, pepperoni. Yeah,
can I have the phone number, please?
It's 790-0600, and the address here, it's 211 Gordon Avenue, third floor in Verdun.
And have the driver call just before he gets here so we can let him in so we can have our pizza on the air.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the phone number?
790-0600.
Or star 600 for our Bell Mobility subscribers.
And you said it's 211 Gordon?
211 Gordon Avenue in Verdun.
And you a large pepperoni and cheese?
Yes, one large pepperoni and cheese.
With three goodie packs?
Yep, three goodie packs.
Will that be all?
And then the soft drinks with that.
Well, yes.
How many soft drinks? There's three soft drinks in each with a three goodie pack.
Okay.
Well, I'll have a Diet Pepsi, and Prosper and Steven will have a Pepsi, and then we need extra Pepsi, of course, for our engineer, Chad.
So three more Pepsis and one Diet Pepsi.
Three more Pepsis and one Diet Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're going to end up with wings with your luck, Steven.
Yes.
Will that be all?
Yeah. That will be all.
A large pepperoni and cheese with three goodie packs, three Pepsis and one Diet Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And all the six Pepsis and one Diet Pepsi.
Yep.
It's $24.75, and it should be there in a half an hour.
Sounds great.
Thanks, and we're going to have to call back to confirm the order.
That'll be fine.
Thank you very much.
Great. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, we do it ourselves on Travel World. We have our own Pizza Danini pizza, so it's the real one.
The real one.
Not that other place who makes that Toronto-style pizza.
It's real Montreal-style pizza. Real Montreal-style, the way we like it here in Montreal.
Absolutely, with the pepperoni at the bottom there. So, we have online Ashley Banfield from Dallas. She's, who is this lady?
She's with KDFW Television, the Fox affiliate in Dallas, but she's original.
Foxy lady.
Yeah.
I hear she sings, too. She's going to sing for us on the air, right?
Yep, she's going to... favor us with one of her vocal renditions here on the air here on AM 600. But she's originally from Canada, so we welcome her back to the airwaves in Canada here this morning. I'm going to say this afternoon at least once over the next couple of weeks with the change in the time slot. So,
Ashley, you're on the air.
Hi.
How's it going, eh?
Well, it's going great. I haven't heard that. I was going to say, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
How y'all doing up there?
Ashley, when I was in Dallas, of course, we couldn't find our way to Love Field, and nobody else seemed to know either. How do you get to Love Field?
You don't take the route that President Kennedy took.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get.
You might get waylaid along the way.
Somewhere.
You just avoid that route. Anywhere else will be fine.
There you go. Wait a minute. There's another. We're doing a bit of a dial-a-date here today because we have three eligible bachelors here. We got Chad the engineer and Prosper and Steven, and I'm fixing him up for Valentine's Day, you see.
Well, I hear that he's not bad to look at, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's Prosper. If you like Fabio, you'll love him. Steven also is a handsome enough chap. Hey, Steven, I never noticed you have really nice eyes.
Oh, Willem, get away. Down, Willem.
I just conjured up these images of the two of you eating pizza together in about an hour and drooling over each other in the radio studio.
Well, it's not spaghetti, eh?
We'll try to get it all down our in one piece. We won't try to spill it on our pants.
We have Lynn on the air on line one. Lynn?
Hey, Willem, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So, Lynn, how's it going?
Well, it's going very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'd have no idea who you're talking to, do you?
Uh-huh, yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I know Lynn.
Oh, so you know that I'm Brenda's friend, eh?
Of course.
Oh, I'm so happy you remembered my voice.
I never forget a voice, Lynn.
Oh, thanks a lot, Willem. Actually, you sound great on the air.
Well, thank you very, very much. We try. Stephen says I'm trying, but...
Yes. Trying what? Trying my patience? I don't know.
So how'd you like to have dinner with Steve on Valentine's Day at the Maestro Seafood Restaurant?
It sounds good. What time are you guys going?
Well,
unfortunately, I have to work next week, too. I also have to bring all these good cheers to all these Valentine people that are coming to the restaurant.
Well, what time do you start and or finish work?
Well, I should be finished around 8.
Oh, that'll be fine, Stephen.
Yeah, that'll work for us. The restaurant's open till the wee hours of the morning, so they're...
Stephen's a West Islander. The other ladies will ask them to meet us, and we'll bring them in studio if they want to come in and talk to the gang here over at CIQC.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and Mary, we're having our own little romantic evening in front of the fireplace at my house, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, with maybe even a Pizza Donini pizza.
Yes, so I'll leave you with some coupons so you can call up. I know you'll remember the number. It's only one number to remember.
There you go. Well, Lynn, why don't you give your particulars to Chad, and thank you for calling and listening to CIQC. We really appreciate it.
All right.
We'll get back to Ashley Banfield and Stories of Dallas. We are actually a travel show, so...
Yeah. So far, we're in the romance hour.
The romance hour. Well, because next week we have Super Clubs on the air.
Yes, Super Clubs. Hedonism 2.
Oh, yes. Everybody thinks...
You know, last year when I went down to Jamaica there, we were just right beside that club.
Yeah.
It looked very interesting.
Well, when we went down to Florida with Amanda Ober, she was mentioning that her friend had gone to Hedonism 2, but he heard it was a fun resort, but he never read the word swingers into it. And
it was kind of a surprise, to say the least, when he got there.
A rather forward young lady.
Knew before he went down what Hedonism was all about?
Well, he probably didn't read the brochure properly, because it is a really super fun resort. It's all-inclusive with the super clubs. And
the Caribbean super-inclusive.
He went down there, and a young lady, a very nice, attractive young lady, approached him and propositioned him, and he nearly dropped his drink.
Well, isn't that what that club is all about?
Absolutely. There's to my two favorite kinds of beaches. There's the Chad Beach, and there's the...
And what's the Chad Beach?
Well, we're so named after our engineer, Chad, who had a great time in Cancun, but he won't divulge too many details, so we're going to have to wring it out of him somehow.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah, come on, Chad, details.
Come on, Chad.
Entitle me to my privacy.
Okay, we're going to have to back off, poor Chad.
Yeah, we've spent the last half hour ribbing him about different things here on the air. And I can't see anyone getting redder. Suddenly, you know, maybe it reminds us of the lobster.
And he was tan when we walked in. Now he's red as a lobster. Kind of like we
what the lobster is going to be like next week, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, look, Willem, I just called there to wish everybody a happy St. Valentine's.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to go, but I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, like, be happy. And,
absolutely.
You know, there's somebody special that's out there for you.
Everybody.
I wish you luck in finding somebody for Steve, because I'm sure he's a very sweet guy.
I'm sure there's hundreds of them. Chad's
got numbers lined up anyway. I'm sure there is.
There you go.
Like, keep on looking, and I wish everybody a happy St. Valentine's next week. And be very happy with the one that you love.
You bet you. Okay. Valentine's going to be fun. Lynn, thanks for on the air. Chad, I think it's time to take a break, eh? What do you say? Let's go for it.
All right, then. Thanks a lot, Willem.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. It's, all right. 11:33 on Travel World. Chad?
Okay.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC, Montreal.
Sooner or later, you're going to need the services of a funeral home. That's the time to call Magnus Poirier, a family operation with several locations in Montreal and Laval. They've been serving families for four generations since 1923. Magnus Poirier has a chapel, viewing area, and reception area, florist, cremation, and cemetery, with lower-cost direct cremation also available, plus worldwide repatriation and consultations without obligation. To reach a member of the Poirier family at any time of day or night, call 727-2847.
You guys are bad.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Come on in, it's about to begin. See what's on sale today.
Think your old sewing machine or vacuum is worthless? Well, not at Sears. Right now, during Sears trade-in event, bring in any sewing machine or vacuum in any condition and receive $10 to $50 towards the purchase of a new Kenmore sewing machine or vacuum. Details in store. But you better hurry. The Sears trade-in event ends February 8th.
Come see what's on sale now.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi from Brie Martineau, I'm Lita Poulsen. We're on St. Charles Corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Having a very nice day here. It's beautiful and it's especially nice inside. It's such a massive store and it is magnificent. So drop by for furniture, home appliances, also electronics too. And drop by to say hi too. We have the KitchenAid new Sculptura ranges at Brie Martineau. They are beautiful. Sculptura, remember that? And KitchenAid, the KitchenAid promotion continues here. And the Sculptura with styling, graceful curves, it's just beautiful. It's going to add beauty to your kitchen with a ceramic glass cooktop, upfront glass enclosed touch controls, and variable time self-cleaning oven. Now, this makes it easier, of course, to keep your KitchenAid range beautiful and very clean. And the KitchenAid thermal convection oven also has a third hidden element for true convection cooking. Drop by, get all the details from the professionals here at Beau et Martineau, and pay only in January 1999. Beau et Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
AM 600, CIQC.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday Family Breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 St. Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Got your tickets for the next Impact game? Indoor soccer has hit Montreal. Fast, exciting, spectacular. See the game Friday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Molson Center when the Impact host the St. Louis Ambush. For tickets, call 328-3668, 328-FOOT, or the Molson Center.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World on AM 600 CIQC with Willem Back as Stephen Pickford and Prosper Bannon. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome back. It's 11:38 in Montreal. Sunny skies outdoors.
And according to our high-tech thermometer, it is approximately minus 7 degrees outside our studios and here in beautiful Montreal. Ashley, you've been waiting for us online. Tell us more a bit about Dallas.
Well, it's not minus 7, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Yes, that's the good thing about Dallas. But of course, in the summertime, it can get oppressively hot.
Yeah, we're regularly around 105 in July and August. It's pretty unimpressive.
Oh my! Well, I'm sure we would have appreciated that sometime in January when we had our ice storm. a little bit of warmth.
We did a lot of reporting on that. Actually, it sounded pretty harrowing.
Yeah, it was. What was the coverage like down in Dallas?
Well, we focused most on the New England problems, as is usually the case when mm-hmm. there's a crisis that spans over the border. The focus is mostly on the American coverage, but we did run, you know, a fair few pictures, and we did run a lot of statistics on how many people were out of power and just for how long on the Canadian side.
Yeah, you know, until I heard the CNN report, CNN picked up the CBC report about the ice storm, but up until then, the only thing they covered was the New England. It seems, according to them, that the ice storm stopped right at the border.
Yeah, usually that's the case. If you remember the flooding last year in the northern states, in the Midwest.
Manitoba.
The mm-hmm. coverage didn't really span further to Winnipeg when Winnipeg was having its crisis.
That's it.
That's just the way it is here.
Right, the focus of the American media. Now, some of our listeners were coming down to Dallas. What would be some of your suggestions or picks with regards to the entertainment or dining scene? I know they have more restaurants per capita than really any city in
That's right.
the United States. But
something better than Whataburger.
Oh yes, I mean, Whataburger was not a burger.
Whataburger didn't make the list.
No, it did not make the list because
you didn't say it was a meat burger. It was a grease burger.
I have a couple of great suggestions and restaurants and areas and I'm not a tourist here, so I don't necessarily get out and do the touristy things. But there is one thing that I recommend anybody who's coming down for a visit do, and that's go and see the JFK Museum.
Oh, yeah.
That's just an incredible display of memorabilia, and it's just they've put it together in a very tasteful way, and you really shouldn't miss it.
Whereabouts is that within Dallas?
That is right off of downtown Dallas in what's called the historical, the West End District, the historical West End District. And there are a lot of sort of touristy restaurants and bars, and it's a nice little promenade off of downtown Dallas, really within walking distance of many of the downtown hotels. Then off to the other side, the east side of downtown Dallas, there's an area called Deep Ellum, and that's spelled E-L-L-U-M, and actually it's a bastardization of the word Elm Street, E-L-M.
Yeah.
Back in the blues and jazz heyday of Dallas, Deep Ellum was the place where all that was born, and there's still some historical significance to that, but now it's mostly seen as sort of a Soho of Texas. It's kind of a funky alternative music district now.
Yeah, we like funk and alternative here. It's kind of into that sort of thing. Do you sing professionally, or do you sing for fun, or what?
Mostly just for fun. Being that I've got a regular career and a regular gig going with my job.
I
limit the singing with the band to just sort of a once a week hobby, really.
Oh, you're with a band.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Let's put on our glasses.
It's fun. It does make for some interesting talk.
What style of music do you sing mostly?
Oh, we sing mostly blues and rock and a little Janis Joplin, a little Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, that kind of stuff. And I mostly do covers as well because I just don't have time to write, create, and rehearse, put together my own material with the band.
Were you like me when you first heard Sheryl Crow and thought that song was actually All I Want to Do Is Hooked on Phonics? I swear, that's what it sounds like.
I can't say I'm exactly like you in that respect. No, I get a kick out of Sheryl Crow. She's got some terrific lyrics.
She's got an awesome voice, too.
Yeah, she really does.
So do you write a bit of music yourself, or just covers, or what?
Yeah, I write things for my shower, yes.
Write things for your shower.
I write my own music for my shower, and that's as far as it gets.
Well, why don't you put a mic in the shower and phone us sometime?
Well, funny you should say that, because actually I was recording, for the last few months I've been recording backup vocals for a local band here called the Bad Haskells. And we just actually completed the CD, all the recording tracks and the mixing and engineering this week, and the CD release party was last night.
Ooh.
And the tracks were recorded in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The studio is it's one of the guys in the band. It's his house. He's got a computer and digital setup. So we could do all of the technical work right there from the comfort of his own living room, and the bathroom happened to be the best place for the resonance, with the tiles. With the tiling in the bathroom, it's a great place to actually record. And as it turns out, I'm not the first one who realized this. Stevie Nicks used to record most of her tracks in the bathroom.
Well, that's something interesting. Would you send us a CD when it's ready?
You bet.
We'd like to play that on the air. We had also a few other people. We have a country and western artist, Tony Ray, who often drops in on us, and she sends us the CDs when they're out too, so we play tracks like that.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'll have to send you something for sure.
So would you hold, and we'll bring you on after the third break.
You bet.
And getting hungry for that pizza. I'm wondering when it's
going to
show up.
Should be here soon. Maybe we'll have to call again to 383-6000.
I don't think so.
Nah, it's 30 minutes or less anywhere.
They said to me whenever I call them from my house that the 30-minute guarantee doesn't apply, but they're always there early. So it's a really great place to call, that's for sure.
Yeah, Pizza Donini, Montreal-style pizza at its best, 383-6000.
So, Chad, we need to take a break.
You guys are bad.
CIQC Montreal.
Hi, this is Lita Polson at Bowie Mountaineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Nice of everybody to drop by and say hi, and I hope you do drop by too. We have free delivery here within 200 kilometers, even on Sundays. We pay only in January 1999. No deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges either. Now, we're open today till 5, tomorrow 11 till 5, and catch all the promotions that are going on right now. We have, of course, the KitchenAid washer with 7 programs, 3 water levels. That's $5.49 after after the $50 manufacturer's mail-in rebate. Don't forget the KitchenAid promotion is on through the month of February. Whirlpool with a large capacity washer with 8 washing programs, 3 water levels, 3 temperature selections, and 2 wash speeds for only $5.49. And the McClary extra large capacity dryer, reversible door, 3 programs, automatic drying for $2.99, and all sorts of other promotions, including the fact that Bois Martineau, when they deliver your new appliances, they take your old ones away absolutely free. And of course, a 200-kilometer radius. Pay only in January 1999 with Bois Martineau on St. Charles Corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
When a storm strikes, tune in for the AM 600 Hemsley Storm Watch for updates and cancellations. Hemsley's for Valentine's Day, a fabulous full Valentine collection of diamonds, pearls, classic gold jewelry, and watches. Timeless gifts for your special someone at Hemsley's, corner St. Catherine and University.
Who's your investment advisor?
Ron Greeley.
From Executive Financial Services?
Yes, Ron Greeley. He's a real pro, and he's independent.
Really?
We sat down, looked at my finances, and he set up a great program that even I could afford.
Wow, maybe I should call him. What's his number?
It's 731-2438. If you call Ron Greeley at 731-2438, you'll be glad you did.
The first 5 callers to Ron Greeley who mentioned CIQC will receive a complimentary copy of Wealth Without Risk.
Come home to comfort and convenience. Come home to Cavendish Mall, celebrating 25 years of serving the community. Cavendish Mall, with a fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground. Your mall away from home, Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday family breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 Saint-Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. You're here with Willem Baggis, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon, the musician. He's carrying a ProsperCaster guitar. He builds his own, eh?
No, this one I built about 10 years ago, and it's still one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah? Hey, you play that special tune for Chad, eh? Do you still remember that one?
Oh,
what he was doing on the beach there.
Yes, I think you know it.
That's actually written by a Dutch group called Teaspoon. And
they have a very good group.
They have another one, a good song for next week, which is A Message of Love, which is kind of neat. Good group. They have great harmony vocals, and hey, we're into music, what can I tell you? And we got online with us, Ashley Banfield from Dallas, talking about some of her travels. So,
hey there.
How's it going, eh? Again?
Going great. So you've been down to Dallas, you've been to Love Field.
Oh, yes, we went to Love Field, took Southwest down for a day trip to San Antonio.
Did you find my camera?
We lost the camera.
Oh, that's your camera at the City Lost and Found.
That's the one.
Right, they've been looking for you.
Yeah, more ways than one. Other people in town were looking for us afterwards, including that wonderful bar in Fort Worth, or as the locals would like to pronounce it,
yes.
Fulla.
Billy Bob's?
Oh, no.
No, it was some... It was down near
the Hi-Hat
down on near Benbrook Boulevard, and boy, I mean, when you weren't a local, you could tell that we were not particularly welcome there. We had to meet somebody there, and first of all, they pronounced it, instead of Fort Worth, this lady said, oh, Fulla, Texas, so I called up the 800 number for the state of Texas, 1-800-MEET-TEX. I asked them, where's...
1-800, we don't like Oprah.
neither do we.
A common feelings between our two communities. And we called the number, and I said, where is Fuller? And the guy said, oh, I've never been on a Fuller. And he said, what's the zip code? And finally with the zip code, he said, no, it must be, Fort Worth. So,
Fort Worth.
You definitely have to put the accent on the different syllable when you go
syllable.
To Well, right now they got the Fort Worth stock show and rodeo going on.
So oh, yeah.
There's a lot of 10-gallon hats as you walk down downtown Fort Worth.
Place called the Ha Hat.
Yeah, the Ha Hat.
Called Cowtown as well, where we saw a couple of high-stepping dudes doing...
To me, though, Cowtown will always be Calgary.
Calgary. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where Calgary. I lived last when I lived in Canada.
Oh, yeah. And?
No, that's the place to be. I love Calgary.
Oh, yeah?
Drink Stampede.
Must be funny.
Zoo.
I got to tell you about this place, the Hi-Hat, that Stephen went to.
Yeah.
Because this guy, he went to meet some young lady that he met. It's all these women throwing them themselves at his feet, but he picks this lady.
That was Prosper.
Prosper. Mm-hmm. Well, Stephen as well, actually.
The magnetism rubs off on
everyone.
Animal magnetism in here.
Well, we met this lady on an airplane, and all I did was make a stupid joke about a speed bump on the runway, and she started giggling, and Stephen and her hit it off right away. She gave him... her phone number, and then they were to meet at the Hi-Hat, and so we went down to this little place, a little dingy hole in the ground, little bar, as we found out, and I usually don't go places like that in a strange city, Stephen.
No, you only like to do them in your own city.
Well, yeah, well, my own city, that's fine, because then I can find my way back, right? But, so we went to this place, and Stephen and her are chatting it up, and basically I'm doing nothing, but there's this bunch of guys there, some guy named Billy Bob or something like that.
Toby, wasn't it?
Well, Toby. Oh, my.
Usually the tradition is to have two names.
Yeah, two names go together better than one. Well, if you forget one name, then you might remember your other name.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, anyway, so they didn't tell me, of course, that they were playing their game of shuffleboard. What they do is they walk away for about a half an hour or something like that. So here I am picking up the shuffleboard pucks, and a bunch of guys come up to me. What you doing there, boy?
Hasty retreat.
Well,
a little nervous.
Well, when the one guy comes up to me and goes, hey, boy, I like you, that's when I left.
Because you know that there is a law in Texas allowing concealed handguns.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes, yeah. Well, nice welcoming.
No, when you're traveling to North Texas.
Well, we're kind of anti-gun here in Canada, and I kind of like it that way. We were at this... I remember one place I used to work, they suddenly rules went up, eh? And there were never rules in this place. But among the rules, one of them was bringing firearms to the place of business was prohibited. And I mean, we're looking at each other going, why do they have to make this a rule? All right, who's the wise guy who brought in the gun, you know?
Yeah, well, head office was New Jersey, so I guess.
Yeah, I guess
there's a sign on every place of business for bars and restaurants. Saying that it's a felony to carry a handgun on the premises where alcohol is being served. And there's also a sign at most places of business down here as well saying handguns will not be tolerated.
You know, they usually only put rules like that up here in Canada when someone's actually gone and done it. So we're kind of wondering, especially at rule number 22, prohibiting sexual activity on the premises. Everybody's kind of looking at each other going,
who was the culprit?
Who did it?
I'm still wondering when the U.S. Post is going to start putting up signs saying no handguns on the premises.
Oh, I think it's part of their prerogative. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
now that going postal has become a part of the English language when you snap.
But Dallas is kind of a safe place, really, eh?
I don't know. I wouldn't categorize it as the safest place, but
no.
I haven't had any problems here. No, we've got
some nasty
crime we report on pretty regularly. But the downtown area used to be a bit of a dead zone, and it was a dangerous place, and there's been a nice renaissance in the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years. But just in the last 2 or 3 years, it's really started to be pronounced. And there's a couple of really neat places. In fact, I was going to recommend to your listeners that if you're coming to Dallas, there's a sort of a new resurgence of old department stores and old buildings, and they're switching them into lofts and nouveau restaurants, and there's this neat place that's just finishing construction now, and it's just open to the public, called the Champagne and Gold Bar. Champagne's the French restaurant side, and Gold Bar is the champagne and caviar, caviarteria. And it's sort of a brand new concept that's really taking off in New York, and they've just built it in this old department store base, and it's right in the heart of downtown Dallas, and it's worth a look.
Cool. Hey, Ashley, you know we're running out of time, but we have a few seconds left. If we can convince you to sing for us.
Oh boy, what do you want to hear?
Ooh, do you know any Janis Joplin?
Well, I'm living in Janis Joplin country. I guess I have to know that.
Oh yeah. How about I don't know, what do you say, Mercedes Benz?
Could do that for you if you wanted.
Yeah, let's hear Mercedes Benz.
How about just a couple bars?
Just a few
Saturday
bars.
Morning, and you know, the tradition is here to go out on Friday nights, and that kills you for Saturday morning singing.
So let's hear a few bars.
All right. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. How's that?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, very good.
Wow.
That's all I can do for you on that.
Yeah, we understand. It's pretty neat. It was really great having you
here. Yeah, it was fun. We had a lot of fun together.
If you'd like.
Sure, you know, if you're going to come down to Dallas next time, give me a call at the station at Fox.
Uh-huh.
And we'll take you out on the town.
We figured all the people at Fox were really hip people, so we're looking forward to meeting you, and we'd like to invite you back on the air with us, too, whenever you'd like to come back.
Well, that's awfully sweet of you.
Sure.
Love to. I need to keep those Canadian connections, and I love hearing the accent when you were ordering the pizza.
The accent?
Okay. Well, just bring her down. And
like, bring her down.
Okay,
we
would that's great.
Order our pizza, eh?
Give you your Canadian fix for the day as well.
Right on, eh?
Yeah. Well, there's the sound of Robert Charlebois and Jurevi Andrea Morial, which
signals that another hour has come and gone. And next week, Hedonism 2, Super Clubs, the all-inclusive Caribbean experience, 11 to noon next Saturday. And that's right here on AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's news and information station.
Thanks for listening, everybody. For Travel World, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Prosper Bennett.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week with Hedonism 2. J'ai besoin de cette lumière.